Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Game 2 of the Padres series tonight. Dylan Cease on the mound. We talked earlier, Woods, about the Padres needing a deeper effort tonight from Dylan Cease after using the back end of their bullpen in each of the last 2 days. You'd like to give those guys the day off tonight, if possible. But if it's a close game, I mean, who knows who's available? Robert Suarez only threw 9 pitches, but for the second straight day, this early in the season, I'm sure Mike Schilt and Ruben Niebla would love to avoid using guys 3 straight days.
Yeah, Wandy and Yuki are really fresh. Alec Jacob hasn't pitched since Saturday. Like, there's some options down there for sure. Robert Suarez, he's thrown 26 pitches in the last 2 days. Logan Gillespie, I don't even know if he's still on the team right now. Jason Adams thrown 34 last. You'd love to give him a day off.
You can't bring back Omar Cruz, though, unless someone goes on the injury list.
And then
some of the guys, you said you saw Sean Reynolds was running.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and he had posted a video yesterday of him in a dead sprint, and he had the hourglass emoji, you know, like, just a matter of time till he gets back. What a nice lift that would be to the San Diego Padres bullpen as well. Nasty, nasty, nasty Sean Reynolds. That's good news. They haven't updated. I just saw his Instagram, and he was in a dead sprint. And when you have a foot problem and you're running a dead sprint, that's a good thing.
Definitely a positive sign. And I haven't heard much on Brian Hoeing coming back, but it's incredible the Padres bullpen has performed the way it has without even being at full strength yet this early in the season. But this would be a good night if they could get a little extra from Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Would help things out. Going up against a lefty, now, it's a little early to say there's been a trend, but lefties have had more success against the Padres so far this year than righties.
It was opening day Sale,
who was good. The Padres won the game.
They won the game.
But he was good.
Then you had Matthew Boyd and Shota Imanaga. Are those the only 3 lefties they faced this year?
At least 3. If there was one other.
Cleveland? Did they
there might have
lefty?
Been one, but for the most part, the lefties have had more success. Which doesn't make a ton of sense, but...
It does in the fact that you just don't see him a lot. It's reps. You know, it's just reps. It's just you don't see a lot of them. And so you get maybe one or a rotation or whatever. But Yeah, Jeffrey Springs is a big, tall left-hander. Benjamin Tall Jeff stands about 6 foot three. So I think we'll put, you look at it and you go, all right, well, what's the lineup look like tonight? I'm not sure about Jackson Merrill coming back to the lineup tonight. I would like to see Julio Iglesias. Wow. Jose Iglesias.
You want to see a crooner in the Padres lineup?
To all the girls I've loved before. Idiot. I'm tired. Jose Iglesias. I would like to see him get some looks. What do we get him for? He barely plays.
He has been very absent in the first couple of weeks of the season.
Play him.
Curtis may need to write jokes for us for the roast this week. He says, well, of course, lefties fare better. They get to face Yuli Curiel.
Too bad we're not roasting the Padres on Friday, right?
Good one, Curtis.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, this is why you have a... Now, does Crony sit tonight against... I mean, he hit the bomb last night, you know?
Tough.
So it's one of those decisions that you got to make if you're Shilty. But yeah, I mean, this is why you got Jose Iglesias to face left-handed pitching. And so you would imagine Lockridge will be back out there.
Merrill gets a second day off just because you want to rest the hamstring and it's a lefty at the same time.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a possibility. Certainly, I would be thinking that way. Get Lockridge back in the lineup. But then you don't have a righty for left field. You're going to have to either Sheets is going to have to face a lefty and play left, or Hayward's back out there. He did have a hit yesterday, but obviously he and Gurriel both off to slow starts offensively. And we talked about a lot yesterday. How long do you ride with the slow starting Hayward and Gurriel? You know, we had Dennis Lynn on, and he mentioned Memorial Day is when teams evaluate sometimes their rosters. And I think we both agreed, you're not waiting until Memorial Day.
No.
If Yuli Gurriel is still hitting under 100, you can't ride with that for 2 months. You can give him a couple of weeks to try to figure it out and get going. Everyone deserves an opportunity. If they made the roster, you know, just pull the plug instantly if you go 0 for, you know, 8 or whatever. But you can't go 2 months and just keep putting him in the DH spot for offers every single night.
But I mean, again, like, will he be your designated hitter tonight? My guess is probably yeah.
I would think almost certainly.
Probably yeah, he will be in there, and you could do Iglesias at second for Crony. If Merrill's still out, what do you do? Will you Hayward in left and Lockridge in center, and you know, take your chances?
I think that's probably...
Janine said sit X. I mean, no.
Not against a lefty.
Not against a lefty. And he did hit...
It's ball hard,
Barreled it last night. If they insist on playing Jake, yeah, I don't know. I would probably sit Jake for Jose. I'll be calling him Julio Iglesias for the rest of the year on accident.
I've done it a couple of times.
Have you?
So not on the air.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias?
It's the Jose and the Julio.
Yeah,
the J
yeah.
Sound.
It just popped in my head. But no, this is why we got him.
So Goose says Oscar Gonzalez incoming. You did add him to the 40 man,
correct?
Which made me think they were about to bring him up. But then I saw yesterday. So that was the opt out. It was going to trigger if he wasn't on the 40 man last week.
Yeah.
Which is why they put him on the 40 man, and they had to Tom Cosgrove got DFA'd to make a spot. That was so you didn't lose Oscar. It wasn't necessarily because you had imminent plans to bring him up. But it is a possibility.
Well, I mean, if this Merrill thing, you know, God forbid, goes to a 10-day IL or something, yeah, you'll see him or Connor Joe up. You know, Connor Joe would be a nice piece to have off the bench.
I mean, today is a day where it would make a lot of sense.
Yep.
When you're facing a lefty, you're down a couple of guys, and you don't have any other righties to come off the bench or anything.
Other than, you know, your backup catcher, but you don't want to do that. So, yeah, I'm that's kind of where you're at right now. But, listen, with Dylan Cease on the bump, you feel pretty confident. With Manny and Tatis and Arise and all those guys hitting the way they are right now, you feel pretty confident. So, 100%.
Had a conversation with my dad last night as we were watching the game about Manny. There was a particular play where he hit that ball deep into the hole, and the throw was a little off target, but Manny wasn't.
Your dad, Manny needs to hustle guy?
He said Woods isn't going to defend Manny here, but if he had gone a little harder, he might have made that a close play or even got an infield single out of it. And I'm not going to dispute that. You know, Manny might have stolen one there, but I think at this point, we know Manny's thinking. We know he's trying to stay on the field, and we know he does that unbelievable job of staying on the field, and the risk reward for him is just the equation doesn't make sense in his head, the math wise. Now, the other part of it is, you know, Manny's slug is not. I mean, he had a couple doubles last night. It wasn't one of them was hit pretty well. The other one was just a blooper. He's not hasn't hit any home runs. You know, after that first pitch home run in spring training, he hasn't really slugged much. He had one more home run in spring training. But Manny always gets off to slow starts.
Yeah, always.
And usually it's reflected in the batting average. Now, this year,
it's 333.
It's not reflected in the batting average at all. Manny is hitting at 333 with a 378 on-base percentage. The only thing that's not really there is the slug right now. So imagine now when Manny does actually heat up with the slug as it gets warmer, he won't be trying to dig himself out of the 220 hole that sometimes he is in April.
And again, you know, I'm not saying your dad's wrong, and I kind of thought the same thing, but there's two dozen baseball players in the big leagues, not just Manny. I'm not just his only defender. There's two dozen baseball players in the league, Ben, that I look at and go, do what you want. Right? Like, I trust you to make the right decision.
That's a good word. That's trust.
That's it. That's all it is. It's not blind loyalty. It's I trust that you're going to know to pick your spots. That's all it is. It's the same. Bro, I got little leaguers I feel that way about. I trust you. I trust you to make your own decisions here.
So put it this way. Do you think that Manny is just trying to get by doing the minimum?
The bare minimum? No. And that's where that trust comes
from. Is Manny someone who knows baseball incredibly well? I don't think anyone's going to dispute that Manny's baseball IQ is off the charts. One of the greatest of all time baseball IQ.
100%.
So can we trust that Manny's calculus is probably, like, we're talking like, you know, MIT math calculus in his head about exactly when I need, because we see Manny hustle all the time.
100%.
He has five stolen bases this year. He's among the league leaders in stolen bases. It's not that Manny doesn't want to try or hustle. He has a calculus in his head, and he has come up with the formula that he feels is the right amount to both, you know, maximize his talent and his play on the field, but also stay healthy. And that's his calculus.
Like I said, man, there's a couple dozen guys that if you're the manager, it's so nice to have those guys because you're just like, I trust you. I trust that you know when to go. I promise you, Mike Shildt has not given him one single steal sign this year. I promise you, not one. He is on his own. He can do what he wants. And I think, you know, after that long in the league, a guy that knows himself that well, and it's not just him. There's a bunch of guys that you don't have to go get in their face about stuff. And you know, I trust him implicitly. I trust Luis Arraez to hit. I trust him to hit. That's why I did not even panic a little bit about Luis Arraez starting the season 0 for 14 or 15.
He's already up to 279.
Right.
I mean, at this pace, he'll be hitting 400 by mid-May.
There's just those guys in baseball that I look at and go, I'm not worried about you. You know, I'm not.
Exactly. It's like, I agree with you. Trust was the perfect word. You either trust Manny or you don't.
Or you don't.
And after a few years, I trust Manny's judgment. Now, will he make a bad decision every once in a while? Yeah, because everybody in life does.
Will he give you two that you weren't expecting? Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. It's a long game, a long season. You know, being out there is paramount.
And part of that calculus may also be they knew who I am. I, Manny Machado, they don't have to think about me, and all of a sudden, when they don't,
correct,
then I steal one on them. And, you know, that's part of being Manny.
Tony says entitlement in Major League Baseball is a real factor. Tony, entitlement in everywhere is a real factor. It's absolutely a real thing. And entitlement is earned, though. I have a problem with entitlement when it's not earned. And I think baseball players feel the same way. If you do what some of these guys do on a yearly basis, yes, you should be entitled. You're entitled. But you have to earn that entitlement. And in my opinion, he absolutely has.
But it's not as though Manny doesn't put in the work or preparation.
Of course.
He absolutely does. And we all know this.
Of course.
We all know this. All right, we'll take time out. Again, still have the Rondle Report coming up.
I didn't know your dad boomered that hard at home.
He did a little bit sometimes. Sometimes.
It happens to me, too.
He told me to send out a Hunter Renfro tweet at some point as well. Still misses Hunter Renfro.
That guy loves Hunter.
Loves him some Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Hunter in a while.
If Hunter could play third, your dad would rather have Hunter playing third than Manny.
Also, a story.
Hunter's the son he never had.
It's the son he never had.
Exactly.
No, Sam is the son he never had.
No, they had both of us, actually. SDFC, some rumors that have been out there about acquiring another major international star. Might have to throw some cold water on those coming up after a check of traffic. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, talk about SDFatLoss.com. Summer is right around the corner, everybody. The weather is going to be nice. You're going to be in shorts, like Woods with his nice white
legs. We'll never be
legs.
In shorts
He won't
ever.
Be in shorts, but the rest
but
of you
guys
might,
can be.
You might be out there, and if you want to look good in time for summer, there is still time with the SDFatLoss.com program because it's fast weight loss. 2 months, up to 10 to 20% of your body weight. Do the math. I mean, if you weigh 200 pounds, that's 20 to 40 pounds in just 2 months. It'll be gone before you know it. Summer will be here, and you'll look and feel better. And you'll do it without any exercise, without any injections, and by eating normal foods from the grocery store, like steak and chicken. You don't have to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. I did it. Scraby and Elo did it. They lost 77 pounds. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. So many tier ones have lost thousands of pounds now here in San Diego. Join the army at SDFatLoss.com. Schedule your free consultation at their website and then take advantage of the $200 off spring special all month long to get to a new you by the time summer arrives at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So we know SDFC off to a terrific start. 4 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws in their first 7 games. They will be on the road this Saturday at the Colorado Rapids. They have 2 designated players Andres Dreyer, and, of course, Chucky Lozano, who had his first goal in this last weekend's 3-0 win over the Seattle Sounders. But there has been, I guess you call it, hot stove rumors around the world of soccer that San Diego FC is also pursuing another huge name, Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City, who announced just this past week that he is indeed going to be done at the end of the summer with his English club. 33-year-old, has been a star player but starting to get a little bit older at the end of his career, maybe looking for a change, and he has been linked a couple of times in rumors with San Diego FC as a potential another giant signing that could add, you know, in the middle of the season, come inject like a trade deadline pickup in baseball to, you know, supercharge the team heading into the postseason. But yesterday, a little cold water thrown on those rumors, ESPN reporting, and I don't know how nobody knew this, but apparently Inter Miami, which is the team where Messi plays, holds something called discovery rights for Kevin De Bruyne. He's on like some sort of list where they get essentially the first right to sign him.
Right of refusal,
if
basically.
He wants to, yeah, right of yeah. refusal if he wants to come to MLS.
Why? How do you get that?
It says MLS rules state clubs can sign up to 5 players to their discovery list at any given time. By listing a player, that team holds the exclusive right to begin negotiations first without competition from other MLS clubs. Is this just like a shouting dibs sort of thing?
Paul Skeens.
Dibs.
So if you're AJ Preller, get Paul Skeens on your list. ASAP.
Not exactly sure.
Paul Skeens.
Love Paul Skeens.
But Tyler Heaps, who's the sporting director, the GM of San Diego FC, was reached for a quote, and he said, quote, "I've had conversations with De Bruyne, but I'll tell you what, those wages won't fit our budget at the moment in terms of what his expectations
Got
are.
It. So a little pricey for the boys.
You know, they're already spending on Dreyer and Chucky.
Money well spent, by the way.
It has been. And maybe it's a negotiating tactic. I mean, if I'm De Bruyne, I want as much as I can get and ask for the moon, and you may have to lower your expectations at some point. Do you want to come over and play with Messi? Do you want to play with this exciting new expansion team on the other side of the country with Chucky and a lot of it, you know, a lot of energy at Snapdragon Stadium? I mean, I think they'd both be appealing landing spots. The question is the finances and now this added wrinkle of the discovery rights for Inter Miami that they apparently get first crack at Kevin De Bruyne if he does want to come over for MLS.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of any other. That's the one that I'd seen rumored the most. And I'm sure there's other really, really talented players, Ben, that you could grab, at that deadline and hope they do. You know, hope they do. The momentum so far for this team has been, it's insane. It's an absolute dream start, for SDFC. Just, it's converting, you know, people like me that are, you know, making it a point to get by the television to watch these games. They have really, really inspired a lot of people. And, San Diego's a great, great hotbed for soccer, man. It's been really fun to see. Have they come out, you know, limping and feeble as
like
we
most
all,
expansion
like
teams
most
do.
Expansion teams do. I don't know. It's just been, you couldn't have written it up a little bit better for these guys.
You know, we love the rhythm of baseball and games pretty much every night all summer long.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I kind of had missed the once a week
change of pace, man.
Routine of yep. All right, we got one game a week. Here it is. Let's lock in for a couple of hours, like we did when the NFL was
sure.
here. You know, we missed that kind of weekly routine. Okay, it's Saturday night. It's time to play. Occasionally they'll move it around, but most of the time, Saturday night. Let's lock in for an SDFC game and see how they do this week. And,
yep, 2 hours. You know, you give 2 hours of your time.
Feels like a big event, knowing, hey, yeah. You don't get another chance for this. Now, as the season goes on and they play in those other, like, leagues, cups, there will be some midweek games that aren't necessarily MLS games that they'll also play. But for the most part, it's an every, you know, once a weekend, every sort of thing, like the NFL is over the course of the season. And I kind of missed that old routine. And now we've got it a little bit. I've watched at least part, if not all, of every game that they've played so far.
Same. Yeah. Ryan says it's not necessarily a negotiating tactic. He could go to Saudi Arabia and get hundreds of millions. It's just a matter of what he wants to do. Nice to have that kind of power.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Saudis will pay. But other guys who have gone over, who was the last one who went over? Wasn't all that happy over there. So you've got to combine quality of life and where you want to be
and what
with
you
how
wanna,
much
and,
money
and
you
and what
can
you
get.
Want to do. Yeah.
And I have no idea. I'm assuming Kevin De Bruyne has made quite a bit of money already in his career. So Do you want to come to America? Do you want to come to San Diego? You want to go to Florida? Both nice,
yep.
Certainly in different ways of where you want to live. Or do you want to just maximize your money again and do a couple of years in Saudi at the end of your career? But within MLS, it might be a bit of a tactic in terms of pitting, you know, if Miami doesn't sign you, then, you know, pitting other teams against each other and trying to at least get as much as you can get if you're already kind of dead set on coming to the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, you said off the air, you're willing to leave the door open for Saudi to hire us at this point. You know, media is tough. It's a tough business these days. No doors are closed.
Like our version of Live Golf.
Ben and Woods in Saudi Arabia.
Live Ben and Woods Radio.
Yeah, all in.
That sweet oil money coming flowing our way.
I mean, got to check your shoulder. Now
we have standards and pride. And well, you can't be bought, Woods.
Well, I think we used to.
Everyone can be bought.
I think I can be bought now.
I think everybody can be bought.
Yeah.
Very few people can't be bought.
Yeah. It's quality of life thing,
now,
too.
Now, they regret it. You know, John Rahm has been basically forgotten.
Pretty much.
Since he left for Liv.
He'll
be back at the Masters this week. I think he's like the fourth favorite in the tournament, but I couldn't tell you one thing he's done since he went to Liv.
It's crazy.
Not a thing.
I can't tell you anything any of those guys have done.
He was one of the hottest rising stars, most likable golfers in the world.
It's crazy.
And he has just disappeared for the last year plus.
Look, man, they have literally like all the star power over there. I mean, truly, like the stars, like the guys that make you want to tune into a golf tournament, even if you don't really like
golf. The villains, at least.
Yeah, the villains, right? And they've got them all. Don't know what any of them have done.
I don't really know.
I know. It's nuts.
It's almost as if they don't exist anymore, except for the majors this week.
That's
and
right.
You can see them again and go,
I miss those guys.
No idea if their form is good.
Yeah,
or even
but I miss them. I miss seeing them.
I do, too. They add to, that's why they want to try to, you know, combine the tours again so you can have the drama of these guys competing against each other more than just four times out of the year.
Right.
It's just not quite the same.
I know. I'm with you.
All right. Let's take a timeout. We'll get to the Rondle Report. Paulie's got some headlines. What do you have for us today on the Rondle Report?
You guys got to all my soccer and golf
stories.
Sorry, buddy.
Usually where Paulie likes to head.
Yeah.
Actually,
one
of the more disturbing stories. I don't know how we missed this for Don't Do This, but I got an update.
All right. Can't wait.
All right. Last segment of Ben and Woods on the way. After a quick timeout on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And as Ben said, we cannot be bought. That's why you should go to Underdog today and download the Underdog app right now, because a lot of baseball going on and still basketball season. When your favorite stars score buckets,
it can be rented.
We're alley-ooping you to an opportunity to win money from watching sports with Underdog. All you got to do is choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats in basketball. Obviously, points, assists, rebounds, and more. Baseball, hits, home runs, strikeouts, all of that good stuff. All your favorite leagues, all your favorite teams, all your favorite stars. Create entries with all basketball picks, or you can mix and match across other sports as well. Download the Underdog app today. Sign up using the promo code WOODS to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, join in on the fun. When you sign up with promo code WOODS, claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, we're sitting here, San Diego Padres with the best record in Major League Baseball.
Drink it in, buddy. It's not going to last forever.
Might not last until tomorrow. You never know. But it would be nice if they kept winning and, you know, held on to this for a little while. Just half a game ahead of the Dodgers. Giants both lost yesterday. Padres trying to make it three wins in a row tonight at 7:05. And again, Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt at 6:05. I know, but Paulie's got some good stories for us in the Rondle Report. Are we ready to throw to traffic and get to the headlines? All right, then we will do so right now.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, boy.
Did you get your chicken salad sandwich yesterday?
I didn't, man.
I Need Money says he had one in honor of you.
I need one.
I was thinking about one yesterday.
God, that's all I want now. I had leftover pot roast. It was good.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
The Rondle Report's all about making chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, at the end of the show.
That's right.
Paulie, it's up to you.
Yeah, this was a very disturbing story come out. This was last week that it came out, and an update here for the Rio Rancho High School Junior Varsity Baseball Team.
Okay, JV.
JV baseball team, who was suspended. The whole team was suspended, and they're still suspended as they're trying to figure out and get to the bottom of what happened when a member of the Rio Rancho High School baseball team, the JV team, went over to the other dugout, I guess. Or maybe it was before the game.
Probably before the game.
But he took the water cooler that was designated for La Cueva High School. Okay. And he urinated in it.
He pee-peed in it.
And everybody on the team
drank
some water that day. And so now the player has not been identified.
He's a minor.
He's a minor. He's only 16 years old. So they have not named him at all in any of the police reports. But he is facing 15 counts of battery, the Rio Rancho Police Department announced over the weekend.
So wait, do we know how he got caught?
I don't know exactly how.
Because
we don't know who it is.
If they had seen it, no one would have drank the water. So clearly no one saw him do it because they all drank the water.
Yeah, now, the police department has not given a lot of information on the case because they're still investigating.
It's an allegation.
Now, if it was, it must have been really diluted because if the first person went like, that's gross, no one else is going to drink the water. So it obviously wasn't so much that it didn't stop everyone from drinking it. Yeah. So after everyone had drank it, maybe they go, this water tastes, everyone has bad tasting water except for Woods.
Yeah, I have Eco Water.
He's got Eco Water.
Simply the best.
You have it occasionally. You just dismiss it. You don't necessarily think
somebody peed in here.
You just think, pipes, whatever. You just got some bad tap water.
I'm guessing, based on how it went in high school, he told his buddies.
Of course.
The whole team knew.
Everybody knew. Ha ha, watch what I did.
Did you see what so-and-so did?
Watch these guys. They're going to drink. Of course he did, Ben.
When the whole team gets sick or something.
You ever been in a dugout?
I doubt it would make you sick necessarily.
I mean, it's sterile, but that doesn't mean I want to.
Not want it. Yeah, it's still.
All it takes is
inappropriate.
One person to tell somebody else who tells somebody else, and then it gets back to
bro, he 100% did it before the game, told his buddies, you don't do that out of just to satisfy yourself. You do it because you want to be accepted by the other guys on the team, and you say, watch. Oh, my God, they're drinking it. Oh, my God, oh, my God. It's a prank, right?
Right.
It's a prank. It's a horrible prank.
Really bad prank.
It's a bad prank.
So the whole team was suspended. They said, no more games until we figured this out, and they're still, I believe as of like yesterday, they're still suspended.
He admitted it.
You have to.
Probably ratted on him.
If all your other teammates are getting punished by not getting to play, you have to cop to it.
Satan's Blowfish. Is Ben defending?
I just wondered how it got discovered. But you're right. He's the one who he told his own teammates, and the word just got out.
I mean, what is the good of a prank? If you just do it, you don't tell anybody, right? You're like,
can you keep a secret that only you know?
Yeah, I can.
I mean, not just you and one other person. I'm talking about only you know. And you'll just keep it for the rest of your life.
Sure.
Never let it be known.
Sure. Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is one.
I'm also not 16.
Anymore. Right, man. I mean, God, 16-year-olds do dumb stuff. I'm with a father of two boys, and I'm just a wreck about
it. Not even like your therapist, who's like legally obligated to keep all your secrets.
Yeah, I don't
you
tell still my keep secrets. Everything.
You
no.
keep secrets from your therapist.
Of course. Of course. Who doesn't?
It's kind of beside the point, then.
Not really. It's
not getting.
It's not.
Full...
You don't have to go in and vomit everything that's ever happened wrong in your life or everything
you've
done.
You want them to get a true picture of who you are and help you the most, though.
She gets enough. Trust me. She gets enough. She gets plenty. There's plenty of clay to mold, okay? Plenty of clay to mold.
I mean, you're very open with the audience.
Yes.
You're very open with the two of us.
Yes.
I can't even imagine what your secrets might be at this point. I mean, from the stuff that I actually hear, and there are actual secrets beyond the stuff that you're just absolutely willing to tell everybody. This is kind of scary now.
I think it's mostly, honestly, it's probably mostly like, I don't even know if there's like events. There's things I'm ashamed of that I have, you know, haven't said like, hey, you know, when I was 24, I did this. But like,
but you've said a lot of things you're ashamed of. You've admitted to a lot of it.
I mean, there's nothing like criminal or anything, but it's just things that you think about. You're like, God, that guy was the worst.
Well, it's not like you're lying either. You're just choosing not to divulge certain information.
Which everyone should be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no dead bodies. There's no breaking of the law. You know, anything like...
I mean, you've admitted to all your legal transgressions, I think.
Yeah, for sure. But like, I don't need to share everything that I feel remorse about in my whole life. We don't have enough time, you know? There's not enough time in the day. Therapist Sam in the chat says, can only help based on what we know. Like I said, she gets... There's plenty from a day-to-day basis that she gets to work with.
One of my favorite parts about Tuesday is that just about every single week on Tuesdays, every team in baseball has a game today. In fact, our first game is coming up in just about 30 minutes over on the East Coast. We've got the Yankees and Tigers.
It was supposed to be a night game, but it was too cold to play at night, so they moved them all to the day.
It snowed in the middle of yesterday's game. It was not good.
Yeah. Tarek Skubal gets the ball for Detroit, and he's not going to be facing one Cody Bellinger today. Cody Bellinger has been scratched from the lineup, and according to reports, Aaron Boone said he was throwing up all night, which is scary.
I'd throw up, too, if I was a lefty and had to face Tarek Skubal. I'd be like, I don't feel very good, bro. Oh, my stomach. Oh.
It says here that nobody else on the team is sick, according to Aaron Boone's best knowledge. But so it sounds like the primary suspect for Bellinger being out is that he ate some bad chicken wings last night.
Okay.
Food poisoning. Out for today.
Again, I'm calling the... I think it's the Tarek Skubal effect.
You shouldn't have let the Rio Rancho High School Junior Varsity baseball team make you chicken wings.
I'm telling you, man. I've never gotten sick from chicken wings. But if I've eaten something...
You absolutely can, though.
Yeah.
I mean, undercooked chicken is an absolute health hazard.
I feel like I've rolled the dice on that a couple times, too. And went, this looks a little pink, but I ate it anyway.
My wife's currently going through the massive training because she's now the manager of the kitchen. Where like she already had to do the food safety class, but this is like so she can train everybody else and getting really into the depths of making sure. It's good to know that they make restaurants do that they take food safety very seriously.
Would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is one of my favorite stories I have ever found. Those geniuses in China are working on installing escalators on mountains so that anybody that wants to hike them without having to actually hike enjoy the peaks and the mountaintops.
Mountain climbing without any actual work.
It's the best thing I've ever
heard. Sign me the F up.
Sign me up.
Right now, they are installing actual escalators on mountains, and you can just ride right on up to the top, see everything, and then head right back down when you're done.
That's amazing.
It's the greatest invention of all time.
I think the longest escalator I've ever been on is the one at Universal Studios. You know that one that goes
it's
from...
No, it's been so long since I've been.
It goes from the top to the bottom of Universal Studios, the really long one. But they're fun. But this one is... So it's like a series of... like six or seven, looks like.
It almost looks like a gondola, like a ski lift.
Yeah.
But it's an escalator. And
oh,
I guess
God, that looks good.
The reaction's been pretty mixed. Some say this is great. Everyone can be included now. You can be 80 years old in a wheelchair. You can go up to the top of a mountain.
That's who I was thinking of, Paulie. Certainly not myself.
Yeah. You could be a 49-year-old radio host that thought, man, I've always wanted to hike Iron Mountain, but that's just too many miles for me.
It's like this. Look.
Now, what happens when you get to the top and then the escalator all of a sudden breaks down? Because they break down all the time.
As long as you're at the top, it's fine. Walking down is easy.
Walking down. But you can, if it's broken on the way up, you just don't go up.
KG said this is why they call Americans fat. Here's the thing, bro.
This is China.
I know.
We didn't come up with this idea.
But of course, Americans are celebrating it. But here's the thing. I was in Colorado a couple weeks ago. It was really cool to get to the top of the mountain real fast and ski down real fast. If I had to walk my ass up the mountain to ski down, I'd never ski.
I bet skiing was not popular
before
chairlifts were invented and you had to climb your way up.
So we go to the top of Telluride Mountain. And I looked at my father-in-law, I go, what are they doing? Why is everyone taking their skis off? He goes, oh, you see up there? They're going to hike up there and then ski down that. And he goes, there's no chairlift here. It's actually technically out of bounds, and so they're not covered, whatever. And I said, well, why are there little kids doing it? He goes, oh, it's little kids do it all the time and adults. We were on the lift with a guy. He goes, yeah, it's my first time hiking up, whatever they call it, the devil's beehole or whatever, like whatever the dumb name it is. Devil's
ski
anus.
Slopes, I'll come up.
There's new devil's anus today.
Sounding
but he's
names.
Got it's an hour and a half hike up there, and I go, bro, there is no way, no chance
for 4 minutes coming back down.
Yeah, for 4 minutes coming back down. And imagine every time you wanted to ski, you had to friggin' walk up to the top of the mountain and ski. So, I think it's a great idea. I'm all in.
Hey, if you still want to hike, you can still hike.
Yeah, nobody's telling you you can't hike, tough guy. You can still go up and hike that mountain if you want to.
Is anybody afraid of escalators? My wife's actually.
No.
Like, fears them.
Not even a little. Love them. Love them. Absolutely.
So, like, when we go to the airport, she'll go around to the elevator, even though the escalator's right there.
I love the walking.
Like, does not like
walking,
unless she has to.
Moving
it's
sidewalk.
Like a speed pad.
Oh, yes. Denver, is so great.
Denver airport, Hannah and I were just... I was like, I'm going 45 miles an hour.
Walking and
I'm like, move, it's not a ride. Move over.
And then you hit the end, you kind of run off.
Yeah, you run off. Best feeling of all time, dude. It's so good. I think it's great. I love this. I would definitely go see more mountains if there were escalators. I've always said, too, surfers are going to get so mad at me. I'm so jealous of what you do. You guys know how I feel about surf culture. I'm so into it, but I'm not athletic. In that sense, I've done it a couple times. I've stood up on the board. The hardest thing ever was the paddling out to get to the right spot. Then you would get
you
out
want
there.
A chairlift under the waves.
Not a chairlift, like a somebody
tow rope.
Tow me
a
out
tow
there.
Rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've said it before. I would paddle out at like Tamarack or Moonlight or something. I'd paddle out and I'd be like, and I'm finally in the spot I need to be. And then I'd see all the surfers. Oh, they're looking. And then they get on their board and they start paddling another quarter mile. And I'm like, I just got out here. I'm like, so that means no waves are coming here. So I think for novice people, there should be a novice beach where they tow us out and then let us try to learn. Because that's the hard part is standing
up. I think
up
it's
on
called
the
wave house.
It is a wave house. But like.
But you want to be in the ocean too.
Yeah, I'd love being in the ocean. I think it's so fun. But it's
just like a rope and you hold on
and
it just pulls
they
you
pull
all the
you
way
out there. And then they say, all right, there's a good spot.
Surf on in.
Turn around, surf in, and then do it. I would surf all day. I think it'd be so fun. But the paddling out is so hard. It's so hard to do.
I mean, it's what.
But it's part of the whole experience.
Do people like climbing mountains, though? Just for the view at the top?
No.
Or is it more for
challenge.
The sense of accomplishment?
You I like the view.
You don't get a sense of accomplishment if you go up an escalator to the top of the mountain. You get to enjoy the view, but you have no...
I do.
You don't get to put the I climbed a mountain sticker on your bumper of your car. If you go
I went
up an
to the top of Everest. They dropped you off at the top on a helicopter.
You have to actually get up there yourself to have the sense of accomplishment.
It was like a little merch stand at the top.
I feel like a sense of accomplishment is overrated. I really do. I feel like it's overrated. I want to see the views. ADM says it's both. Work hard for a great view. Have an IPA at the top. Yeah. I hiked in...
I'll take the escalator. No IPA. No celebratory
deal.
IPA.
Yeah, we'll make a deal. I won't even take any pictures up there. How about that? Since I didn't earn my way up there. Look, there's a lot of people that are into that. I think that's amazing. I'm in awe of you. But I'm not wired that way. Steve Davis, this is a good point. He says, I'm deterred from the ocean by not knowing surfer protocol. Billion, trillion percent. It is. It can be quite terrifying. Out there. You don't know.
They do that on purpose. I mean, they don't want...
They don't want me and you and Paulie out there.
People messing up the waves, so they make it somewhat intimidating. A lot of places do. Covering a Major League Baseball team. Make it very intimidating when you go down there.
That's true.
You don't know the protocols, you'll get shamed. You gotta know what you're doing before you kind of dip your toes in those waters sometimes.
The surf protocol, like knowing, this guy's also paddling for the same wave that I'm paddling for. Who gets it? The guy on the inside? What's the inside?
It's an ocean. How's there an inside and an outside of an ocean?
Am I on the inside if he's on my right? I just don't know. And I'm kind of with you, Steve.
It's not a four-way intersection.
No.
Which I still can't do either.
How about this? How about preach communication? How about this? Hey, buddy, I'm going to grab this one. Is that cool? Yeah, sounds good to me. No, that could never happen. They would never let that fly out there, I don't think. It's really intimidating. And see, Orthodox says it depends. It's if it's a right-handed wave or left.
What?
Hooterat said, whoever is closest to the peak. Bro,
what's a peak?
What's a peak? How does that look?
What's a right-handed wave? What are we doing? What are we talking about?
It's so scary, man. It's so scary.
I've only gone surfing like 3 or 4 times in my life, and the last time was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I do remember, though, one of those times, like looking out, getting to the beach, looking out and going, it's too many people, and like walking all the way down. I'll lug my surfboard down and
1,000%
get away. I want to be by myself or with my buddy or whatever. Like, I don't want anything to do with you people that know what you're doing and will judge me and get mad at me. And laugh at me.
Yeah. They should have an order. Hey, buddy, this is yours. All right, you're next. All right, you're fourth, you're fifth. It's
Alex says peak is the highest point. Yes, we get that.
I know what a peak is.
But most waves are, I mean, it's an ocean, and you're kind of roiling, and, you know, the top is fairly flat along. I don't know that I'd be able to identify where the peak specifically is.
It's panic-inducing. You're already in the ocean on a board.
The whole time I'm wondering if there's a shark below me.
Yeah, at 250 pounds, knowing I'm probably going to eat ass after this anyway. There really needs to be novice beach. There really needs to be. Like, this is a beginner's. This is for beginners
only. I do think that
they have, like, a bunny hill.
The
surfers do know, like, is more advanced. I mean, you know.
Oh, there's places you don't
go to the North Shore of Hawaii for your first ever surfing experience.
Some people have.
Oh, they should.
It's not smart. Yeah, I wish so much that I was into it and could do it. But I think I'd feel better suited on the bunny waves right now. I'd like to get you out in the water. When was the last time you were in the ocean?
A few years.
A few dozen years?
No, it's probably.
What'd you do?
4 or 5 years ago.
Swimming?
Yeah, just walk out to the, you know.
How deep?
Your waist.
Waist?
Waist deep. Jump in the wave once or twice. Oh, yeah, we went to Hawaii 2 years ago. We were in that ocean. But here, ocean's probably been 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Water's colder here.
Thanks, boys.
All right, we've got the Brayton Suprenant show is coming up next. We will rejoin you on Wednesday morning, tomorrow at 6 a.m. for executive producer Paul Reindel and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.